Pádraic Lodge is back with his second look at this morning's newspapers.
The Irish Examiner gives front page coverage to concerns expressed by the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland about the impact on adolescents of chemically modified cannabis products found in vapes and edibles, which can include gummy bears or cakes. Niamh Griffin reports that young men in particular are being left with severe psychotic episodes and needing months in hospital to recover. The top story for the Irish Independent is that the rate of empty shops in our towns has reached a record high. Reporter Caoimhe Gordon explains that the rise in the number of vacant premises is being driven by changing consumer habits, the growth of online commerce, remote working and rising business costs. Across the board, there's speculation about what will be included in the budget and when the general election will be held. Irish Times political editor Pat Leahy writes that the coalition leaders insist they haven't discussed the timing of the election, which, if true, is remarkable and doesn't suggest open and honest communications at the top of government. The truth is, he continues, that government parties are preparing in the assumption of a November general election because it is so obviously in their political interests. The publication of RTE's annual report for 2023 provides the lead story for the Irish Daily Mail, with the headline, "Losses at RTE triple to €9.1 million. Inside, the paper lists the 10 best paid broadcasters alongside their photographs and salaries, and a comparison with how those figures compare to the previous year. Interviewed in the Irish Daily Mirror, Sunday Game presenter Jackie Hurley speaks about viewers expressing their frustration to her about the GAA Go subscription service. The Cork woman told Sandra Mallon that she welcomed the conversations and the GAA should be for all of us. Sickening is the one-word headline on the front of the Irish Sun. It's under a mugshot of the BBC's former chief news presenter Hugh Edwards, who avoided going to jail yesterday. The paper quotes the judge at Westminster Magistrates Court, who said that his repugnant behaviour inflicted a lifetime of suffering on children. In the Herald, Ed Cumming writes that Edwards was the BBC's golden boy, and no one could have predicted his downfall. With the average cost of weddings in Ireland now close to €30,000 and 18 months of planning involved, the Examiner has a feature on the trend of smaller, simpler alternatives to the traditional church wedding. Their photos from late town races include a shot of three spectators watching the action from their deck chairs with the lapping waves behind them. An exhibition of photographs telling the story of the fire that engulfed Primark and its subsequent rebuilding has opened in Belfast city centre. That features in the Irish News. The Belfast Telegraph has a photo of Taoiseach Simon Harris in Derry yesterday with a flock of birds in the background. The Taoiseach told reporters that while he wanted progress on the rebuild of Casement Park, he wouldn't commit any further funding to the project. The Irish Daily Star suggests that there's confidence that a deal will be done to save Dundalk Soccer Club from going out of business. "Not done for yet," is their headline. Temporary basketball courts are being set up in Grand Parade in Cork. That's covered in the Echo. It's a tie-in between Culture Night and the City Council's Open Streets initiative, which is exploring different uses for civic spaces and streets. And finally, also from the Echo, a report by Carmel Wright on a seaweed foraging event at Fountainstown Beach. The article suggests we should try eating seaweed, with Wright commenting that she was pleasantly surprised by the taste and texture of this unexpected culinary delight.
Agreed. Pádraic, thank you very much indeed.